This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, sevillepodcast.com.
Brian Wheeler is the executive director of Charlottesville Tamara, online at sevilletamara.org. How are you, Brian?
Good.
Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
A nice Labor Day weekend?
I labored all weekend.
Did you? What'd you do? Did you go anywhere?
No. I don't think so. I think we just hung out.
I burned some crap in my yard.
Did you?
That's what I call it, burning crap.
You've been burning and mudslinging over there.
Indeed, yeah. I was cutting down some branches, pruning, as we say, pruning some trees. My daughter was like, Daddy, it's not good. You're not being good to those trees. I'm like, honey, this is pruning. These get too many limbs on it, and they're in the way. We're walking into them. We need to cut them down, throw them in the backyard, and burn them.
I like there burning things every once in a while. We have a big old pot that we found in the creek along our property line. It's one of these big cast iron pots that they used to make apple butter back when there was an apple orchard on this piece of property.
Wow.
In Ivy.
And the pot was still down there.
The pot was still in the creek. We dragged it out with the little riding mower.
Cool.
And so every once in a while, we burn things in the big pot.
Neat. You make s'mores?
We do.
We like to make s'mores, although they're better in the toaster oven. Don't tell anybody. But
oh, you can't.
They do.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't microwave things.
Did you watch that game Saturday?
Which one?
Well, what other one was there? Was there another one besides?
Oh, that game.
UVA William & Mary?
We did. Yeah, my son realized with like, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes left in the game that we could watch it on the internet. And so he pulled it up on the computer and we all gathered around the...
I didn't see any of it, but I read a lot about it and heard about it. I heard that they were chanting at the end of the game.
I can't imagine what they were chanting.
Grow must go or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But he says patience.
I heard him say that on the radio.
Am I the only one that's scratching my head thinking, wait a minute, you've been here 9 years and you're asking for patience? Lord of
mercy. Coy, I'm not a football expert. I can't help you.
I don't think you have to be an expert to know that you got the wrong coach, do you? Anyway.
People listen to this program and have very strong feelings about this subject, so I'm afraid to say anything, Coy. Last time you and I started talking about this, the phone started ringing and...
I love this university so much in every aspect, the academics, the sports. I want it to be the best in everything. I really do.
Okay. Here's what I enjoyed watching over the weekend in the sports world. The 17-year-old tennis player, Udan. Did you watch any of that?
Udan.
She played she won.
Is she from UVA?
Nope. She's from Georgia. Marietta, Georgia.
Yeah.
She beat Sharapova. And then she beat another Russian yesterday.
What is this, a tennis match?
Yeah, this U.S. Open tennis
match. Oh, U.S. Open, okay.
She was unbelievable. And I don't watch that much tennis, but I was glued to the set watching this girl tear up the competition.
Is she like a up-and-comer, like a new tennis player?
Yeah, she's only 17.
Huh. Wow.
She whooped them good.
17 years old.
Yeah, it was fun. So you got to watch the next match that she plays.
I won't be doing that.
It is. I'm telling you, I don't always watch tennis. This girl is amazing.
TV. I don't even have TV, so if it's not on the internet, I can't watch it. Or they don't make a DVD of it.
Maybe it is on the internet.
Brian Wheeler is here live in studio. We're talking growth and development. Before we get to that, the Seville Pie Fest is coming up on October
3rd. What's the countdown?
Is there a countdown?
Yeah, left side.
24 days, 19 hours, 43 minutes, and 35 seconds on my mark.
Wow.
So, countdown to October 3rd, the Seville Pie Fest at the Crozet Mud House. This is a Saturday afternoon, is that right?
I cannot wait. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a bunch of judges. We need more people who are going to sign up to compete.
Yeah, there's a list of bakers, people who've already said they're going to bring pie, but we need more. And we have some judges here, Brian Wheeler, Coy Barefoot, David Toscano, Elizabeth McCullough. Of the Writer House, Amy Eastlack, and Jim Duncan, Molly Cox Bryan. Lots of good stuff.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to eat some pie.
So this has all been organized via Twitter. You know, people wonder, you know, is Twitter doing anything constructive?
So this is a social event.
Yeah.
A Twitter event.
This is huge. Twitter is responsible.
Nobody's going to break windows or...
For Seville Pie Fest.
Say, scream down with capitalism or anything, are they? Not one of those events, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I hope not. I just want to enjoy some pie.
We're just going to enjoy some pie in October in Crozet.
There you go. October 3rd. There's a whole bunch of sponsors of this event. You can check it out online at sevillepiefest.com. Come on down. Have some pie with us Saturday, October 3rd at the Crozet Mud House. going to be a lot of fun. You got a big meeting coming up tonight. You going to be there?
Big meeting. I will be covering it tonight. County Planning Commission. They're talking about two big things that we can talk about. The Village of Ravana Master Plan. As you know, Coy, the county is very into master planning its development areas. And this is the Glenmore development area, also known as Village of Ravana.
Since when is it the Village of Ravana?
Open for a long time.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know there was a
But Glenmore is the main development, yeah. Obviously.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that's going to be a topic tonight. It's not the public hearing. They probably will take some public comment. I know folks out at Glenmore and in that community are planning to attend and make a few comments. And then the other project of interest is Arden Place, which is a 212-unit apartment complex being proposed for that area that's not developed behind Albemarle Square, where the Circuit City used to be, and between there and the Putt-Putt, basically.
Yeah.
That long strip of land behind Wolfie's, and it connects all the way to the Woodbrook subdivision.
Right. But will it connect with a road?
It will not connect with a road.
That's for sure now?
That's for not with Woodbrook. And guess where they're trying to connect it now? Through the Carmike Cinema parking lot. That's how far back this thing goes.
That's on the whole other side of the shopping center.
Right. That's how far back this development goes.
So this development is in completely behind Albemarle Square.
Right.
Wow. It's huge.
I think it's 10 to 20 acres, somewhere in there. I think the whole property is maybe 20 acres.
And it's all apartments.
The part they're doing is 10 acres. Yes, all apartments.
Wow.
And a community center, I think.
But, this is part of the county's infill, what we used to call infill. Now we call it the urban ring.
And what's interesting, Coy, is a group, a couple people in the Woodbrook neighborhood have really been drawing some attention to this. They've been blogging about it. They invited staff from Albemarle County to come and be interviewed, and they put up the podcast about, they interviewed them and put up the podcast. They've been putting up all the documents. So as far as, you know, I tend to look for these new media grassroots organizers, and these guys are doing it all.
That's amazing. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Getting their community organized. And one of the things they've been concerned about, as you mentioned, was a road interconnection. Right now, what they're talking about in the plan in front of the Planning Commission tonight is a trail connection. There's actually back there what I think of as a stormwater management facility, but I think they call it the Woodbrook Lagoon. And it's owned by Albemarle County. But this lagoon, I think, is used in part to manage stormwater in the area. And now what the developer is asking for is permission to connect to a trail that goes around the lagoon. I think the lagoon is already connected in some fashion to Woodbrook. So instead of saying they're going all the way to Woodbrook and connecting straight to them, now they just want to go halfway to the lagoon.
How could this apartment complex being proposed for that area behind Albemarle Square, so that's from the old Circuit City down to the ACAC, how could they make that parking lot in front of the Carmike part of their entrance, because then the entrance really becomes the entrance to that shopping center? Because you got to drive through the shopping center then to get out 29, right?
Right.
Whether you go in front of the Pier 1 or you go out to that light across from the Goodwill.
I skimmed the staff report that they're going to look at tonight, and I know they raised a couple of concerns about that parking lot and mixing both of those uses, sort of through traffic and theater parking. And obviously, the folks that own that cinema will have something to say about whether they allow the connection as well.
Interesting.
So those things will be looked at.
And it's called Arden Place, not Art in Place.
Oh, that's correct.
A-R-D-E-N.
Right.
Artist.
Not to be confused with Art in Place.
Yeah.
But that will be in front of the Planning Commission tonight. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock in the county office building. They will certainly be taking public comment on that project.
Yeah, and that is tonight, the County Planning Commission. If you can't make it, you can get a full update at charlottesvilletomorrow.org or seavilletomorrow.org from Charlottesville Tomorrow. Now, we have a few minutes left before we break for local news at the bottom. You want to talk politics or go to Places 29?
Let's talk politics.
Okay. And then in the next half hour, we'll be talking about Places 29, the future of 29 North, a possibility of a new super Walmart on 29 North right near the other Walmart. That's how they'd like to do it.
I don't know
it?
How they figure out where to, I assume they closed the other Walmart, but didn't they just build a super Walmart up in Greene County? Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Did they?
Oh, they're trying to. They built the Lowe's.
Yeah, the Lowe's is in.
Yeah, so I wonder if they would build both.
They said no super Walmart up there now.
But they wanted to. They built a pad for it.
The Freeds cleared the land, but I think Walmart didn't want, I mean, from what I heard, the scuttlebutt was that Walmart didn't want that land because they couldn't buy it. They like to own the land because, truth be told, they're really in the real estate business. So they wanted to buy the land, and the Freeds don't, I think, have like a 99-year lease or something and don't own it. So that's why that big land up there, that's the rumor I heard. There's a big water tower there. I could
but
be
not the
completely wrong.
No, no, no. This is the land up past 33, and then you look left, that where the new Lowe's is.
Oh, up there.
There's another pad right behind the Lowe's that's already got asphalt on it. It's ready to go.
Oh, no kidding.
And that's where the Super Walmart was going to be.
Wow. Well, but you need one every few miles, don't you?
But I can hardly keep up the Charlottesville Albemarle, so Greene County is outside of my jurisdiction.
God forbid you should go 10 miles and not see a Super Walmart, you know.
But that's my question. Would they do both?
Of course they do. They do them all over the place. It's like a Starbucks.
That close to each other?
Yeah.
A Super Walmart?
Wouldn't they?
Have I ever been in a Super Walmart?
Yeah, they have one in Stanton, and they have one in Waynesboro. They're like 9 miles from each other. And they're both Super Walmarts. They both have groceries.
Okay, I guess so.
Yeah, and they're huge. You've been in a Walmart with groceries, right? That's a Super Walmart.
I don't think I have.
It's groceries.
I've not been in a Super
Walmart.
It has
the groceries on the side.
Maybe traveling on the road, maybe I ran into one.
And it surprisingly has a lot of groceries. I mean, you'd be surprised. There's a lot in there.
I'd like to see a Super Wegmans.
Now, somebody told me, because I was bragging about Martin's in Waynesboro, how that's just the best grocery store I've ever seen.
Wegmans, quite.
And somebody said Wegmans, and I passed it the other day. I went to my 25th high school reunion in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And coming down,
right up there,
you go right past one up near Gainesville.
Did you go in?
I didn't have time.
It's unbelievable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it better than U-Crops? Because that's pretty good.
I've not been to U-Crops.
Because U-Crops is pretty good.
All right. So we're going to talk local politics.
Yeah, let's do that.
A couple endorsements to bring to your attention, one of which was on the WINA News.
None of them surprising. All expected.
Well, I'll let the people be the judge of that.
All right.
I hear you. But Sally Thomas is endorsing Madison Cummings. Madison is the Democratic candidate for the Samuel Miller District seat on the Board of Supervisors.
Right.
What's interesting is this is the first time in 16 years that that seat has been contested because Sally Thomas ran unopposed. Four times. Well, the first time she did not run, she ran a write-in campaign and won. But every time after that, she was unopposed.
That's interesting. Nobody's ever run against Sally?
Nope. Been 16 years.
Huh.
So she endorsed Madison Cummings for supervisor to, she hopes, will take over her seat on the board. Madison Cummings, of course, is facing independent John Lowry and Republican Dwayne Snow. So it's a three-way race for the Samuel Miller seat. Three of the six seats on the Board of Supervisors are up for election. In other endorsement news last week, the realtors came out with their endorsements and who they're going to give money to. They endorsed formerly Rodney Thomas for supervisor. Mr. Thomas is a Republican running against Dave Slutsky in the Rio District, and that's a largely urban district, but that goes over to Earliesville as well. And then they're not endorsing these other candidates, but they are giving them money, so it is some form of endorsement. They're going to endorse Dwayne Snow for the Samuel Miller district seat. He's the Republican running. And then in the city, they endorsed the two Democrats, Kristen Zekas and Dave Norris. They're giving them both money.
No, although, that's surprising.
Although Kristen Zekas said she would not take their money.
Interesting.
She's not taking any PAC money.
Is Dave?
Dave, I believe, is taking the money.
Interesting. Not surprising, though. I mean, you're gonna endorse the two likely winners in the city because when does a Democrat lose in the city? And then in the county, they're endorsing the Republicans. But if the Republicans had a chance in the city, they'd be endorsing them.
Rodney Thomas is the big winner, though. He's getting $10,000 from the Realtor PAC. And we're going to run a story in the Thursday Daily Progress, we hope, updating everybody on where all of these candidates are in their fundraising through June, because September 15th is when all the candidates have to file updated reports to cover July and August. And at this point, we've already seen over $150,000 raised in just the county races alone.
Wow.
Through June.
Is VPAP doing the local races again this year?
Absolutely.
So you can look all this up.
Yep. If you go to vpap.org, VPAP.org, that's the Virginia Public Access Project.
You can see who's getting the money in your community and who among your neighbors is giving their money and how much. It's all up there.
Yep, and by industry, and you can look up past donations. And that's something Charlottesville Tomorrow is supporting. We've made a contribution to VPAP to ensure that this data is made available
to
the public.
It's really fascinating. We're talking with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville Tomorrow. We're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for local news and weather on this Tuesday afternoon. Coming up in the local WINA Weather Center, or News Center, We'll get the very latest on the upcoming budget cuts at the University of Virginia. Could be $9 to $10 million out of the UVA budget. We'll have all the details for you in just a few minutes. Talking with Brian Wheeler, the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. It is Tuesday afternoon, and that means we'll talk a little growth and development. Let's talk about Places 29, the master plan for 29 North.
First, let me just say that our news partner, The Daily Progress, has done three issues in depth on Places 29 over the past 3 days. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday's papers all have a whole lot of information about Places 29 and would encourage the public to look at that.
Was it all written by Brandon?
It was.
Way to go. Nice work, Brandon.
It was good stuff. And the community should also know that there's an open house coming up on Thursday, September 10th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Hollymead Fire Station, which I think is up in the North Fork Research Park, but I've not been there myself. But
really?
I think that's where it is. And they actually had another open house, but it's going on as we speak right now and ends in 5 minutes. So I don't think you'll make that one. But if you want to get more information face-to-face and talk to some of the planners who have been working on Places 29, review this master plan document and various illustrations, the open house would be a good way to do that. And again, that'll be Thursday, September 10th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Hollymead Fire Station. But Places 29, Coy, is that 20-year master plan for the entire 29 North Corridor from the city border up to Piney Mountain. And
where's that?
The Piney Mountain growth area is the other side of 20. There's Hollymead and there's Piney Mountain. And I can't remember actually now which side is
which. Is it past Airport Road?
Yes.
So it's like up to the
county
line. It's
up around G. Fannick.
Oh, okay.
Not all the way to the county
line. With the palm reader.
But close. The palm reader, right.
Yeah, up into that area.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what they're trying to do is link land use decisions and transportation decisions, figure out what kind of road network we need, what kind of plan to put on paper so that when a developer comes and says, here's a project I would like to get approved in Albemarle County, there's a master plan to guide the process. Supervisor Dennis Rooker, who represents the Jack Jewett District, has a good analogy for this, Coy. He describes master plans as the picture on a puzzle box. So that when you open the puzzle and look at all the pieces, you sort of have an idea of where they're going to go. Absent a picture, if somebody hands you a piece to the puzzle, a developer brings forward a plan, you're wondering to yourself, well, where on earth would that go? So a master plan is a way to put in more detail exactly what the community is looking for
right.
in this area.
So Wendell Wood might describe the county's master plan as just something he can change. That might get in his way. Would that be?
Well, Brandon's article today mentioned Mr. Wood, who's certainly one of the primary landowners up that way. And I didn't know this. And I mean, we've been following Places 29 for 4 years.
First I've heard of this.
And there were two pieces of information that were brand new to me. Not that Mr. Wood wanted to rezone property that's in the rural area and bring it into the growth area.
Well, that's what he does.
That was not news to me.
No, that is not news.
I knew he wanted to do that. What I didn't know was what he wanted to put there. The Super Walmart, which we were talking about before the break.
Yeah.
And that he had lined up $8 to $9 million, according to Brandon's article, $8 to $9 million in proffers that would be given to the county to help build Berkmar Drive Extended, which requires a new bridge over the Ravanna River.
Yeah.
So right now, if you're driving up 29 North and you cross the Ravanna, you can look to your left, look west, and you see the dam, South Fork Ravanna Dam. And imagine seeing another bridge between you and the dam.
Yeah.
That's where Berkmar Drive
That would go basically from the Sam's Club all the way up to Hollymead Town Center?
Correct.
Right through Mr. Wood's proposed new Super Walmart.
Right.
So this proposed road would be basically a new driveway to his store.
Yeah. And the Planning Commission in Albemarle County has had a lot of trouble with this. Most of the Planning Commission, the majority, really see the rural area, growth area boundary as a hard line that you do not cross. You do not expand the growth area because in their mind, they would say, we've got plenty of places already that are designated for growth. Mr. Rooker told us earlier today, there's 3 million square feet of commercial space that's been approved in Albemarle County and not built.
There's a lot of commercial space right now in town that's empty.
And there's that. Yeah. So there are redevelopment opportunities. So anyway, the Planning Commission has had trouble seeing that as being part of Places 29.
Well, I'm sympathetic to that idea because otherwise why build a master plan in the first place if you're not going to try to stick to it?
But at the same time, the county does not have money to build many of the roads that it wants in the Places 29 plan. So Berkmar Drive and the bridge in particular, David Slutsky was quoted in the article as saying he's been trying to work behind the scenes to orchestrate a deal to get this proffer money and secure a transaction with Wendlewood. The newspaper story did say that his contract with Walmart has since lapsed, and so that development's now in jeopardy.
Lapsed a few times already, though.
It has, but been renewed.
He just resigns him.
But now has lapsed again. And
when are you going to get us that deal?
So that got me thinking, you know, where else could you put a Super Walmart if you wanted to build one? Right?
Yeah. Is that what you were thinking?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, if you can't put it there, but where else could you put
it? Let's clarify this, though, because folks may be thinking exactly where this is. Wendell Wood wants to build a Super Walmart, not up by the Target, where that moonscape is across from the Starbucks.
Yep.
That's supposed to be like houses, right?
No.
A movie theater?
That's largely commercial. And that's the first place that made my list. Why wouldn't you put it there?
Why wouldn't you put a Super Walmart right there where that big moonscape is?
Right. Because that hasn't been developed yet. There is a plan that's been approved. Technically, that's called Hollymead Town Center Area A1. And you know when that was approved, Coy? The night of the Biscuit Run rezoning almost 2 years ago, 2 years ago this week.
Wow.
And so that was part of that epic meeting that went for 2 days. Started on the 12th and finished on the 13th.
Yeah.
And that night they approved both Biscuit Run and Hollymead Town Center.
And the expansion of Hollymead Town Center.
And that allows for up to 277,000 square feet of commercial space. So that was one of the pieces of property that Mr. Rooker was telling us about earlier today, of that $3 million that's been approved but not built. Another potential place.
That would make sense. I mean, if you're Wendell Wood and you're sitting on this big empty land that you know is zoned commercial, and you have a Super Walmart that wants to build on your land, wouldn't you build there?
I think he's already out of that project, though.
Oh, he's already sold that land to somebody else.
That's mine. I could be wrong, but it's another developer that was in front of the board getting approval.
So
he may be out of that deal.
Yeah.
Another one he's out of is North Point, which is up further on 29, past Airport Road on
behind
the right side.
Behind 84 Lumber.
Right.
That's a neighborhood, about 300 acres.
And a lot of homes and 500,000 square feet of retail space. So that's another potential place for these.
That's already prepped and approved.
And then there are also redevelopment opportunities. I mean, you think about places that are underutilized or have been around for a while and maybe need to be upgraded. Pantop Shopping Center, Albemarle Square, Kmart. You know, potentially all of those could be redevelopment sites.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's ever been a Super Walmart that's gone two stories, but that's another thing that folks like the Southern Environmental Law Center and other activists in the community have been saying, you know, why can't we do a big box development a little differently around here? The pushback has always been, that's not what the client wants.
That's not what we do.
They're used to building a Super Walmart the same way, cookie cutter in every place.
Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody said to me, well, Brian, there's not enough square footage there and there's not a big enough footprint for a Super Walmart, I'd say, well, maybe you need to go up.
Or you could just drive to Waynesboro.
Or Green County when they build theirs.
Or Green Counties. Or isn't there a Super Walmart now in Zion Crossroads?
I don't know if we need a Super Walmart, but...
Well, I know Waynesboro and Stanton both have one, and they're like 9 miles apart.
But those are the kinds of discussions that this plan is trying to put on paper, an understanding about what's going to come in the future for Places 29.
Do you read that editorial I sent to you this morning?
That was the Lynchburg...
The Lynchburg News in Advance wrote an editorial this morning. Man, they took us to the woodshed. I'm telling you. They're calling us names.
That's something... What they want, of course, is a Western bypass around Charlottesville.
Yeah.
That is something that will not be in the Places 29 master plan. And the reason is VDOT and the county and the traffic studies they've looked at, they're convinced that it's only 12% maybe of the traffic that really wants to get around Charlottesville. And as a result, you know, 88-90% of the traffic is us.
It's going up and down 29 to homes and stores.
And that if you built the Western Bypass, you would have a Route 29 that was failing, have an F level of service. If you, however, upgrade 29, do grade separation, you know, you widen 29 where right now sort of hourglasses across from Forest Lake South and goes back down to two lanes. If you fix 29 and make it the same number of lanes from Airport Road all the way down to the bypass, the 250-29 bypass. That would help. You do grade separation. Those are all things that are elements of the Places 29 plan, in addition to Hillsdale Drive and Berkmar, the two parallel roads on each side of 29. If you do those things, then maybe you get a B level of service on 29 when all that investment is made. So would you invest in both? Would you invest $250, $300 million in a Western bypass and $300 to $500 million in upgrades along 29?
The problem is the business community is fighting those upgrades to 29 that would make it a better road because, you know.
They are. And that will be one of the most interesting things to watch as this goes from right now. The plan has sort of been finalized to the point they're ready to take it to the public. That's why we're having these open houses. Soon the Planning Commission will decide, okay, what's next? When are we scheduling our public hearing? It will eventually go to the Board of Supervisors, maybe by the end of the year, but it will be the next Board of Supervisors that takes action on Places 29. And when they do so, it will be interesting to see what the politics are.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, if some of those Republicans win, you're going to see likely the business community get their way and those great separated interchanges that have been talked about for years that, in my opinion, are needed on 29, like overpasses at Hydraulic and Rio, they'll disappear off of the plan.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to keep bringing up Mr. Rooker, but this was another thing we asked him at a meeting couple months ago, but we said, you know, do you think the Board of Supervisors will take action on Places 29 and basically, in effect, overrule the concerns of the business community like the North Charlottesville Business Council? And Mr. Rooker's response was, well, basically, there's not enough money to do all these things anyway, so let's get started on the things we have agreement on. And there are a lot There are a lot of areas of agreement.
It's not like there's bulldozers sitting there ready to build these overpasses or that the money's in the kitty to do it. Right. It's not there.
So Berkmar Drive, Hillsdale Drive, those are things we agree on.
The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Before we go to Mimi on line one, we had a caller off air ask this proposed Super Walmart for 29 North, which would be, again, remind us of where he wants to do this. And is this the same one they're talking about for Rutgersville? This is a different one, right?
Well, again, the first I heard of this was in today's paper. So I've not talked to Mr. Wood about this. And my assumption would be, though, that it was a different one, because if for the past 3 years he's had a signed agreement of some sort to do this thing. I know that they had specific plans to build one up in Greene County.
Yeah.
So my understanding would be it'd be two different projects.
Yeah. And just to answer the caller's questions, yes, they do build them that close to each other. You just go to Augusta County and you'll find one in Stanton and one in Waynesboro, and they're about 9 or 10 miles apart, two Super Walmarts.
And this is in the area as you go up 29 North, once you pass Polo Grounds Road, on your right, you've got Forest Lake South. This is the area on the left, if you were heading north on 29.
It's all woods now.
All woods, and there's a strip of rural area land, zoned rural area, which means it's not intended to be a growth area, not intended to have a Super Walmart. So Mr. Wood would have to get a rezoning to get this approved, and before he got the rezoning, he would have to get a comp plan amendment to get the underlying plan changed.
Wendell Wood wants a rezoning and a comp plan amendment? No, you're kidding me. Mimi's on line one. Mimi, go right ahead.
Well, hi, Coy.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
How are you?
Very good.
Okay, the first thing I wanted to say was that Piney Mountain is near Advanced Mill.
Right, out near the bridge that's been closed, yeah.
Right, next 640, well, 641, 643. And if I'm, rumor has it that one of the band members for Dave Matthews has a house up there.
Ah, interesting. That's a beautiful area. Really
yes,
pretty.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. But about the Walmart, there's a pad, like, you know, ready for it in Rutgersville, right beside Lowe's. It's where it's supposed to go, right on 33.
And so that's another Super Walmart. Wendell Wood would like to build yet another one south of the Target.
Right, right. Well, I don't know about Wendell Wood. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's got big plans for everything. But
of course he does.
How old is that guy?
I have no idea.
I'd be curious to know how old that man is.
I have no idea. I remember standing out in the parking lot with him out here one day, and he was telling me when he was a kid, you know, he just had this vision, I got to buy land. And he
really?
Just, yes.
When did he have that vision?
This was like in the 50s when
so he's like 60-something.
Now, Mimi, is Piney Mountain the one that has the little antennas on top of it related to the airport?
It is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't remember which.
If you sit at the end of the runway out there on 743... and you look straight, you know, how the runway comes right out towards town, you know, and at 743 goes into town.
Yep.
You're sitting there. You can see Piney Mountain with all those towers on it.
Great.
I wonder who's going to hit one of those towers.
So that's Piney Mountain with the towers on it. There you
right,
go.
Right, okay. A radio tower.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it is pretty out there. They've got some real big subdivisions out there with a gazillion dollar houses in them.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, Mimi, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Always look forward to hearing from you. There's Mimi on line one, and we got a line open for you at 977-1070.
So, as I mentioned, this will be coming back before the community. There will be plenty of time for public hearings, more public input. And right now what's getting a lot of attention is that the plan has been finalized and is now ready to be shown to the public.
The Place is 29.
The Place is 29 plan. Not the plan for the Walmart.
Yeah.
That's a different issue. And so anyway, that'll be in front of both the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors this fall.
There you go. John is on line two. John, you're on with Brian Wheeler. Go right ahead.
Hey, Brian and Coy.
Hey.
I just got in on your show, and I'm not really sure if you're talking about Super Walmart or Win the Wood bashing, but I can tell you that if it hadn't been for Win the Wood, and despite Sally Thomas voting against it, NGIC would not be in Alamar County, and they're the only thing in the growth we got to look forward to other than the university.
I think that's a key point. A lot of the land on that side of 29 is owned by Mr. Wood's United Land, and the what Coy was referring to earlier as far as swapping and rezoning land had to do with a discussion Mr. Wood had with the Board of Supervisors to the proposal was to bring, this is yet another parcel of land, to bring into the growth area to allow him to sell land to the federal government so that they could expand the National Ground Intelligence Center. That is being done. He's already sold the land to the federal government. So it has become, the federal government can do whatever it wants. Once it owns the land, it doesn't matter what Albemarle County zoning says. So the National Ground Intelligence Center and the new Joint Use Intelligence Analysis Facility is happening as we speak. That is going to bring a lot of new jobs, probably up to 800 direct jobs at that location. It's expected to bring many hundreds more in contractors and subcontractors who work with the defense industry.
Which is good stuff. John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We were talking with Jay Willer of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association in the last hour. He told me off the air that he's hearing that there's actually some construction going on in Greene County directly related to the NGIC folks moving in, which is very exciting. There's some some builders doing well up there because of that move.
And one of the questions was, where would people being relocated from Northern Virginia into these defense positions, where would they choose to live? And some may choose to live between Washington and Charlottesville because they may have a spouse who's still working up in Northern Virginia.
They might go for Warrenton or Culpeper or Madison.
Correct.
Instead and just commute in both directions.
Yep.
That happens. Brian Wheeler is the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. You can learn more online at SeavilleTomorrow.org. He joins us every Tuesday afternoon to talk growth and development. Thank you, Brian, so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Coy.
A break for CBS News, local news and weather. We're back with Best Seat in the House and figuring out what happened to UVA on Saturday. All that coming up. Stay tuned. This is News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.